licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Previously on I'm Teed Off.
Calvin and Aoki.
See, you having a good time. Beautiful weather in Tampa. You know, Jack says that you're one of the favorite guys to play with out here
he doesn't
on the
speak
PGA
English,
PGA Tour. I don't know me either.
I know English.
You speak English.
Listen to the I'm Teed Off show, brought to you by Fox Hollow Golf Club in Newport Richey, every Saturday morning, 7 to 8 a.m.
This is SC Day, your consumer advocate nationwide. Tune in to us at our new time, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., as we bring about issues that matter most to your wallet. We talk to credit bureaus, doctors, lawyers, credit union officials, CPAs, and we even have a special Ask the Celebrity once a month where we'll talk to celebrities around the globe, all in issues to equalize the playing field and keep more money in your wallet. Remember, join me Saturday mornings, 10 a.m., right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Here's a great place to stay in Clearwater, Dunedin. It's the Baymont Inn and Suites across from the Westfield Countryside Mall and next door to Arigato's Japanese Steakhouse. The Baymont Inn and Suites in Clearwater, Dunedin has free breakfast, free Wi-Fi, a fitness center, swimming pool, and it's pet-friendly. The Baymont Inn and Suites in Clearwater, Dunedin is walking distance to casual and fine dining, and rooms start at just $69 plus tax. Also, ask about attractive monthly rates at the Baymont. Whether it's one night or an extended stay, make it the Baymont Inn and Suites across US 19 from the Countryside Mall next to Arigato's. Call the Baymont Inn now at 727-796-1234. That's 796-1234. Stay tonight at the pet-friendly Baymont Inn and Suites in Clearwater, Dunedin. Call reservations now, 727-796-1234. The Baymont Inn and Suites in Clearwater, Dunedin.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
It's time for Legally Steal with your consumer advocate, SC Day. To be on the program, call toll-free 1-866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. Now here's S.E. Day.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Tampa Bay Clearwater, and of course to my listening audience on Blog Talk Radio. There's no frogs in my throat, in the studio or anything like that. Listen, thank you for tuning in. I'm going to dive right into it. We've had a busy week in the financial world, and I can tell you that it's not so good for the banking industry. First of all, they get picked on by a credit scoring agency, and then they get picked on by the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, and now they cry foul. Oh, woe is me. Why are you picking on me? Well, let's get started. This week, Moody's downgraded 15 of the big banks. They downgraded their credit rating. Now, you may be saying, well, what does that have to do with me? I know, stop for a minute. I know we're going to talk about charities. I know that's on the website. We are going to talk about charities because I have two special guests that's going to be with me after the first break, Dr. Tina White, and have our attorney, Jeremy Simons, in the studio with us. And we're going to talk about those charities, first of all, an event that they have going on, and then we're going to talk about what makes a charity worth putting money behind. We're going to talk about those three things, pain, guilt, and fear of donating. And we're going to, you know, broach a couple of subjects of people donating money in major ways that they've been doing here in the last couple of weeks. So, back to the whole credit side. Now, you may be asking, what does that have to do with me? When Moody's comes out and says that they're going to cut the credit scoring or the credit rating for the 15 big banks in the world, but well, in the U.S. Well, think of it like this. Let's say your credit score, you don't pay your bill on time, or you're late paying your bill. You know, whether it's an honest mistake or you do something stupid, you just say, you know, I'm not paying the bill anymore. what happens to your credit score? Well, our, and when I say our, the consumer, our credit reporting agency, your Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, they will downgrade our credit score. So Moody's is the credit scoring agency for the banking industry. And Moody's has decided to downgrade 15 of the big banks. Now, you say this is 2012. We went through the financial crisis in 2007, and the banks were too big to fail. And Bush, before he exited the office, you know, pretty much passed a $700 billion bailout package. And, of course, you know, I don't do politics on this show, but I will tell you there's one commercial out there running. I'm going to get back to what I'm talking about, but there's one commercial out there running that's blaming Obama for the whole $800 billion package. No, that was George Bush that issued that package that approved it right before he left office. But the banks were too big to fail, and we dumped a lot of money into that. Now, of course, I told you how money is made on the open market from the banking industry. And basically they took that package of money after they, you know, the bad mortgages, the bad derivatives, that they were betting that derivatives would fail. Well, now the axe has fallen. I say 4 or 5 years too late, but it's still a welcome fall. So now those banks have been, their credit scores has been downgraded. And, of course, Bank of America tops the list. So now the banks are crying foul, and they're saying, well, you know, that happened 4 years ago. Why are we, you know, basically why are we paying for it now? Well, never too late. Now, how does this affect your wallet? Because, remember, we bring you issues that matter most to your wallet. How does the downgrading of the big bank's credit scoring affect your wallet? Well, when your credit score is low, lower, it's going to cost you more money to borrow money. In other words, if you have a, let's say, an 800 credit score and you go and buy a car, you can probably get an interest rate of 2.9%, maybe even lower today. But if you have a credit score of, say, 599, 600, it's going to cost you about 12 to 15% to buy a car. Now, you're buying the same car, but your interest rates are going to be higher, which means you're going to pay more money in finance charges. Well, that's with this downgrading of the banking system. That, in turn, is the same thing that happens to you. Because what the bank will do is now it's going to cost them more money to borrow money from the Federal Reserve, because who wants to deal with a bad or risky business? A lot of their investors are going to transfer money to other places. A lot of their big accounts, business accounts, are going to transfer money to more safe or solid banking institutions. When that happens, the banks lose revenue. They lose profit. Okay? We live in a capitalistic society, so when you lose profit, the banks have to make that profit up somewhere. Now, last year, you know, during the Dodd-Frank the Bank Transfer Awareness Day and the Dodd-Frank Act that was passed that calls for the regulation of the banking industry and created the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. Well, when that was created, banks started, you know, they want to get their money any way they can. So if they have to charge for higher ATM fees, higher checking account fees, then they're going to do that. More, the instruments that they use in the banks are going to cost you, the consumer, more money. So when their credit score is lower, they lose money, they turn around and have to recoup that money, they come to you. So do your research. Check out the banks, 15 of the big banks. Just go online and, you know, put in Moody's downgrade, and I guarantee you, you'll see several reports that are out there. Now, the other thing that happened this week in the banking industry is that newly created Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, I'm just going to say CFPB, the CFPB made it public of all the complaints against banks, all the complaints against banks. So anyone can go to cfpb.gov and you can look and see what banks are topping the list. And, of course, is Bank of America. Bank of America is topping the list of complaints from consumers. And right now they account for about 13% of all the complaints. J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup account for about 11% each. Cap One represents another 8%, and Wells Fargo accounts for about 5% of all the complaints. And, of course, the banks are crying foul again because with those type of complaints out there, it makes us look bad. It gives us a bad reputation. Well, as my grandmother used to say, the chickens are coming home to roost. All the dirt that's been done, all of the, you know, I understand being a capitalist, but when you treat people bad and you take advantage of people and, you know, you take their homes, you do whatever you do to make your money, it's all coming back on you now. So don't complain. Ride the wave. If you do the right thing, you don't have that problem. You do what you're supposed to do, and you don't have that problem. Everything will be great. Listen, we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we're going to have in studio with us Dr. Tina White and our attorney, Jeremy Simons. And we're going to be talking about charities and in a big event that we have coming up in August. Stay tuned. Hey, Tampa Bay, this is your host, S.C. Day. You know, here at the Legally Steal Show, we don't stroke your ears with music, but we do leave your brain all satisfied with the climax of issues that matter most to your wallet. Tune in to us Saturdays at 8 a.m. where we'll discuss the pressing issues of the day. Only on the Legally Steal Show where we're bringing you issues that matter most to your wallet. That's Saturdays, 8 a.m. on the Tan Talk Network.
This is Matt Salmon of Lightning Radio. You don't need to be an NHL goalie to make great saves. As a member of Grow Financial Federal Credit Union, you'll make great saves every day. They've got low rates on credit cards and car loans, free banking services like free ATM, and unlike the other guys, a free debit card with no debit card fees. Check out all the great saves at Grow Financial. I became a member 2 years ago, and you can become a member today. Grow Financial is federally insured by NCUA and is a proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Hey, this is S.E. Day, your host of the Legally Steal Show. The other day I stopped into one of the branches of Grow Financial Federal Credit Union, and they're doing something awesome. They have a big promotion where they're going to be giving away my best-selling book, The Negotiating Experience, Your Car Deal Your Way, to anyone who has opened an account with Grow. If you listen to me, you know that I'm an advocate for credit unions, so make sure you call them. Get your copy of the book. Give me a call at the station here at the Tan Talk Network, and I'll make sure I get it autographed for you. Only on the Legally Steal Show, where we're bringing you issues that matter most to your wallet and with Grow Financial.
This is Ray Charles Jr., and when you want to know about consumer issues that matter most to your wallet, I listen to my man, S.E. Day, on the Legally Steal Show.
Hey, Tampa Bay, this is S.E. Day, host of the Legally Steal Show, your local consumer advocate nationwide. Listen, what's in a name? Take, for instance, the Legally Steal Show. It's an oxymoron, basically two contradictory terms combined. Here's another example, Ice Cold Air Discount Auto Repair. A lot of people may think this company only repairs air conditioners. To the contrary, Ice Cold Air has been servicing vehicles for friends and neighbors for more than 40 years in the Tampa Bay area. Whatever your vehicle repair need is, from tune-ups to total engine replacement, Ice Cold Air can get you back on the road at a cost far less than any of their competitors. And you don't need a special coupon or a price match guarantee to get it done. Ice Cold Air Discount Auto Repair will beat any estimate of any of their competitors up to 50%. Stop by one of Ice Cold Air's 16 Bay Area locations and tell them SC sent you. You'll be glad you did, and I guarantee it.
So you put the brakes on that much-needed brake job for months. Or maybe your alternator has alternate plans. Is your exhaust system exhausted, or maybe your muffler doesn't muffle anymore? Whatever your car care need is, from tune-ups to total engine replacement, Ice Cold Air can get you back on the road at a very cool price. We have 17 Bay Area locations. Go to icecoldair.net to find the nearest location. Print out this month's special.
We may not be pretty, but we're cheap, cheap, cheap. Hi, I'm Dana Pepper Carpenter, and when I'm looking for issues that matter most to my wallet, I tune into the Legally Steal Show with my good buddy, Essie Day.
And we're back. Again, this is the Legally Steal Show, and I'm your host, Essie Day. Good Saturday morning. This is the time of year. When I say this is the time of year, every month of is that time of the year of giving. And there are charities. I think the last count the last count in America is about 1.9 million charities. And I may be way under, but 1.9 million charities throughout the U.S. that someone is asking for money. Someone wants money. Give, 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 give. And with so many charities out there, how do you make yourself stand above everyone else? And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the art of giving and why these three things, guilt, fear, and pain, causes people to donate money. We're going to talk about a couple of cases in the news. And then we're going to talk about an event that we have coming up. The Legally Steal Show is proudly sponsoring this event. That's coming up in August, and we want to raise money for this event. Now, in studio with me, I have Dr. Tina White and attorney Jeremy Simon. And what we're going to do is I'm going to introduce, well, as a matter of fact, I'm going to let Dr. White tell you who she is. Dr. White, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I'm the director of the Pasco County Visitation Center. We service children that are either part of domestic violence situations or are in the foster care system. We have a safe environment for them to come and visit with their children. The parents and the children visit together in that environment.
Now, how long has this center been in play, been in existence?
We have been open since 2006.
Since 2006. So you've been around the block for a little while.
Quite a few times.
Okay, gotcha. And a certified 501c3, correct?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And we also have in here, in studio with us, the man behind the plan. Well, not the man behind the plan. Dr. White is the lady behind the plan. But I guess Jeremy Simon would be the man that enacted it all. Tell us about it, Jeremy. Well, introduce yourself first.
Jeremy Simon. I'm an attorney based out of Newport Richey, practicing law and family law and contract law, and we have a bankruptcy division. But what Dr. White approached my firm and said, we need some money for a playground. Can you help? And she told me the amount that they needed, and I said, well, that's the easy part.
Right.
We can do much better than that. Not only can we build a playground,
right,
but we can use the playground as the tangible symbol of an outreach program to get the community involved, educated, and behind the program itself, which should foster into a playground plus more services for the community,
right,
and an understanding of what's going on and why these children are at the community. And so once I thought, you know, her idea was too small, we blew it into presently, I think we've just reached 20 official sponsors.
Wow.
And blew it up into the opportunity to be here this morning with you.
Now, think about that for a second. Since you've initiated this, you have brought on 20 sponsors. Now, let's talk for just a second, because I told you I want to talk about why people give to charities and why do businesses sponsor charities? Why do you think that is the case?
I think it's threefold.
Okay.
I think there's three reasons. I think people want to feel good about giving to a cause that they can get behind. I think
right.
they want to also show the community that they are the type of small business or company that supports those efforts that mean the most to the community, which helping kids get into safe environments is an easy choice.
Right.
And the third is because from a selfish perspective, there is some advertising opportunity in order to help their business build. You give a little and gain a lot.
You touched on one of those attributes, and it's called pain. When you can find a business or an individual's pain and you can touch those painful buttons, people will open their pockets. Now, Dr. White, tell us a little bit more about family partnership. Because, and the reason I'm asking this is when Jeremy approached me, we talked about it, and you're not really viewed in the public's eye as high on the food chain. It's kind of like we look at you almost from a negative perspective. Now, tell us about family partnership, and then we're going to talk about why we should not look at you from a negative perspective and why we should be praising what you do in the community.
You're right. We are not always viewed in the best perspective, probably for the most reason, because these families are coming to us directly from court.
Right.
They've either just been told you can't see your child without being supervised because we don't trust you with your child, or they've been told we're taking your child away and you're only going to see them for an hour a week and this person's going to watch you and tell us how you parent because we have concerns that maybe you can't. So when they come to the visitation center, these parents, they're on guard. They don't
mm-hmm.
like us. They
right.
may be nasty to us because they think that we're going to put them under a microscope while they're visiting with their children.
And, you know, the first time I met you, you are so very passionate about what you do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You had tears in your eyes because of the fact that you want these families back together. You don't want them to be separated, correct?
That's right. And we have put many families back together just by loving them and teaching them.
Right.
We teach parenting skills. We have very frank conversations with them about what behaviors are appropriate and not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
We go to court for them. We're not subpoenaed, but we go because we are some of these families' biggest cheerleaders. And sometimes we're just the child's biggest cheerleader because it's not going to work with the family. But if we can make it work to where the family can come back together,
right.
that is our goal. We follow these families home. We do home visits with them. Once they're reunified, their Medicaid and food stamps don't kick in for 30 days. We are finding food for these families. We are their support system.
Right.
When the system goes away, we're still there.
Right, right. Now, you've built a reputation. You've built a reputation in Pasco County as when you walk into the courtroom, it's kind of like she's here and we know she's doing a good job and this family has been receiving the best.
Yes. When the judge sees that Family Partnerships is in the courtroom, he will call upon us and say, they're here. What do they have to say? And a lot of times we're testifying from our seats. We're not even coming up to the podium.
Wow. Because they know you there. They know the reputation of what you're doing there.
Yes.
Now, what we want to do, of course, like I said, the Legally Steal Show is one of the sponsors. And what we're doing is we're reaching out to the community. And we want the listeners and the sound of my voice. We're going to talk about more some of the things you have set up to actually promote this event and to actually raise money, how people can donate to this event. But this event is scheduled for August the 11th,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to have a good time. We're going to have sponsors there. Who knows? I may be on the microphone. No, not singing. But I might be on the microphone. But what we want to do is we want to promote this and we want to push this out from a community standpoint, that this is your community. This is in your back door. Now, what is it that you want? I mean, what is all this? What are we requesting? What is it that you want at the center?
We just want a playground.
Wait a minute. You don't want like a new building, a couple of vans to shuttle everybody around. What do you want?
We just want a playground.
A playground. A freaking playground. Gotcha. So we're going to put that out. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to get that playground. We're going to raise the money to get that playground. And come August, it's going to be an unveiling of this new playground for the children.
That would be awesome. Can I just add one more thing?
Yeah.
The reason that we want this playground is because these children – many of them that are in the foster care system are in the system 4 to 5 times during their lifetime. They are removed, they're reunified, they're removed again. And unfortunately, with just one removal, they can have up to 4 case managers.
Wow.
We have been the same people since 2006. So when these children come back, we don't want them to come back, but when they do, they see that same face. And having a playground would make the visitation center an even better place for them to come, because right now they're in a room visiting with their parents.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there, and I've seen it, and you guys are doing excellent work in what you're doing, but we just need some community support.
Yeah.
I had a gentleman call in last weekend. Great. I had a gentleman call. Bill, will you stop off the sad music? Okay. Now, I had a gentleman call in last week, and he said, you know, my wife loves to donate, but she really doesn't know where to donate. And, of course, with people taking money, where do you put your money? Why would a person want to donate to your charitable cause? Well, let me tell you, and then we're going to go to break. You are a certified 501c3. I've seen the letter. I have a copy of it. You do file your 990. And anybody that knows about 501c3s, they know that you have to file your 990 every year. You're in compliant with everything that you should be. And for any donors, your books are open.
Yes.
You don't mind showing them.
Right.
One of the things I said is that if you go to a charity and you say, can I see your 990? And if they refuse to show it to you, keep your money in your pocket. But your doors are open. Listen, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some of this stuff that's in the news, and then we're going to talk about more about the event and what we're going to do. So, Bill, if you don't mind.
To be on Legally Steal, call toll-free 1-866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. SE Day returns in just a moment.
You tuned in to the Legally Steal Show, Tampa Bay's most engaging consumer advocate talk show. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after the break.
This is Matt Salmon of Lightning Radio. You may think I'm a big, famous radio guy, but just like you, I don't like getting nickel and dimed by my bank. That's why I'm a member of Grow Financial Federal Credit Union. While the other guys are charging fees left and right, Grow Financial has free
You're tuned in to the Legally Steal Show, Tampa Bay's most engaging consumer advocate talk show. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after the break.
This is Matt Salmon of Lightning Radio. You may think I'm a big, famous radio guy, but just like you, I don't like getting nickel and dimed by my bank. That's why I'm a member of Grow Financial Federal Credit Union. While the other guys are charging fees left and right, Grow Financial has free ATMs, a free debit card with no debit card fees, and low rates on credit cards and car loans. Become a member right now at growfinancial.org. Grow Financial is federally insured by NCUA and is a proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Hey, Tampa Bay, this is S.C. Day, host of the Legally Steal Show, your local consumer advocate nationwide. As a former Army-certified vehicle mechanic, I know the importance of vehicle maintenance. I also know the rising cost of vehicle repairs and labor rates. At Ice Cold Air Discount Auto Repair, you don't have to worry about being overcharged on vehicle repair or labor rates. In fact, at Ice Cold Air, their signature labor rate is up to 50% off industry standards. Ice Cold Air has more than 40 years of experience at driving down the cost of vehicle repairs, and you can bring your own parts if you like. Listen, if you've ever had a vehicle repaired, then you know what I'm talking about. It's not the parts that cost you, it's the labor. Ice Cold Air Discount Auto Repair saves you money guaranteed. They've built a reputation of taking care of your vehicle repair needs and your peace of mind at the same time. Visit one of Ice Cold Air's 16 Bay Area locations today and tell them SC sent you. You'll be glad you did, and I guarantee that.
So you put the brakes on that much-needed brake job for months. Or maybe your alternator has alternate plans. Is your exhaust system exhausted? Or maybe your muffler doesn't muffle anymore. Whatever your car care need is, from tune-ups to total engine replacement, Ice Cold Air can get you back on the road at a very cool price. We have 17 Bay Area locations. Go to icecoldair.net to find the nearest location. Print out this month's special.
We may not be pretty, but we're cheap, cheap, cheap.
Hey guys, this is Jeremy Rosado, and you're listening to Consumer Advocate SE Day on the Legally Steal Show. Oh yeah.
And we're back. We've been talking about charities, and more in particular, we've been talking about family partnership in Pasco County. I have in studio with me Dr. Tina White and attorney Jeremy Simon. Simons. Okay. And they have an event, and we are proud sponsors of it. They have an event coming up in August, and we want to raise money to build a playground. Okay? Now, during the break, Dr. White said to me, we don't get any grant money. We don't get anything. We don't get any grant money. Okay. Now, you're doing this, and you're not getting grant money. What about donations? Have you gotten any of them?
We have received so far a $100 donation from a counselor in Trinity.
That's every day, right?
That's one time.
In 6 years?
We also received a $100 donation from an attorney. So $200 total.
$200 in 6 years?
Yes.
Okay, we need to get some donations going. Okay, just in the news this week, I hope many of you saw it. I'm sure you did because the video went viral and it made it to the Today Show. It made it to Good Morning America. And it was a 68-year-old grandmother. She was a bus monitor. And if you've seen the video, she was treated pretty harshly by these middle school kids. I mean, they were calling her a troll, and they said, you know, you're fat, you should kill yourself, you're ugly. They were poking at her. They were really treating her bad. Well, the video went viral, and within 24 hours, the video had 2 million views. Some good citizen decided to go to a website called Indiegogo. And Indiegogo is one of those crowdfunding sites. And this is something that we're going to talk about, maybe setting up something on Indiegogo to raise money for the playground. But when people saw that, and this is where we go back to pain, guilt, and fear, when people saw that, people started donating money. Now, the way Indiegogo works is you go and you set up a campaign and you'll say, okay, we want to raise, say, $5,000. And this was the case for the grandmother. They wanted to raise $5,000. And you can put it in different steps. A person can donate whatever they want. And normally they would, you know, get something back. But in this case, they wanted to raise $5,000 to send this grandmother on a dream vacation. Within 36 hours, the account had hit $450,000.
Wow.
And they only wanted to raise $5,000, hit $450,000. As of this morning, that account has raised over $600,000. That money will be given to her. Matter of fact, the campaign was so successful that somebody decided to start a campaign for the guy that started the campaign, okay, because he was a do-gooder. And his account has raised $5,000 overnight. Okay. And all we want is a freaking playground. That's it. A playground. Is it going to be diamond-studded red carpet? You just want a playground.
Just a playground.
Okay. This is something that we're going to look into. Because people will give money when they feel guilty. Okay? Think about the 68-year-old grandmother. Why did people donate so much money? Why do you think they donated so much money to her?
They probably related her to their grandmother and
right.
Felt bad for her.
I felt pain, okay? Because what if that was my grandmother? What if that was my mother? I felt guilt because, oh, geez, I mean, that could happen to me, and if that happened and I've seen it, now I have to do something. I've seen the video, and she was just so sweet, she didn't want to press charges. So I'm guilty. I feel guilty. And the fear comes in of, it could happen to me. It could happen to me. Well, all of those three attributes I just named, I want everybody that's listening to them to think about that for a second. It could be your family, God forbid, but it could be your family that's torn apart. Wouldn't you want your child to be somewhere? And guilt. And we're not trying to play the guilt game, but now that you've heard it, you have a responsibility. You heard it, you're going to hear more about it. You have a responsibility. These are children. They didn't ask to come here. But they're here. And since they're here, we have a responsibility to take care of them. That pain attribute. Anybody who's ever gone through it, anybody who's, you know, missing a child, want their child to be able to just simply play on a playground, you can relate to this story. Now, do you have, what is the website? Do you have a site set up?
We have an actual website for Family Partnerships,
okay.
But we have a website for our fundraiser.
Okay, what's the website for the fundraiser?
The fundraiser is buildingfamilies411.com, and we were lucky enough to have that built and donated by one of the sponsors, Digital Traffic Squad.
Okay.
So, so we're real happy with the work that they did.
And that's buildingfamilies411.com. Buildingfamilies411.com. We're going to have that up on our website, too.
And it just popped up 3 days ago. I mean, there's a lot that's happened this week.
Perfect timing. Yeah, we're going to have it up on our website, too, where people can actually see and see the purpose of what we're doing. With that being said, having that website, now on that website, is there a way that I can donate money as a consumer?
There is. It's still working out just a couple kinks,
mm-hmm.
but there is a donate now button that will hook you into the PayPal donation site.
Right.
And PayPal has some pretty strict rules from what I understand.
Mm-hmm. They do.
But because it's a 501c3 and for a charitable event,
right.
We're just waiting on a couple things. But the donations, as of right now, the donations are going through. They just take a couple days.
Gotcha.
By Monday, they'll go directly through.
Now, your 501c3, does that give you the tax-exempt status?
Yes.
Now, as far as raising money or people donating money, is that a charitable contribution?
Yes, it is. It's completely tax-deductible.
Okay, so you don't have a problem with giving somebody a form for money that they donated for the event?
Not at all.
Okay, so now we're not talking about the money that you donated to the grandmother. You didn't ask for anything. You just donated the money because you wanted to open your heart, you wanted to take your credit card, and you wanted to donate. We're telling you that donating to this event, you can actually write it off on your taxes because it is a charitable contribution.
Yes, and you can also designate that the money goes only to the playground.
Oh, stop. Shh, shh, shh. Don't say that. Because that's restricting your funding. I know about this too. Yeah, I've been all through this 501c3. Now, what she just said, and now that she said it, it's out of the bag, I have to say it. Now that she said this, what she's saying is, if you decide to donate, let's say you some great person calls in and say, SC, I want to donate to this. I want to give $500, but I only want the money to go to the playground. What that means is once you make that as a contributor, once you make that request, your funds now become restricted funds, which means those funds can't be used to buy donuts. They can't be used to pay the light bill. They can only be used to build the playground. Now, what I'm going to request of everyone listening and those who are going to donate, please do not restrict the funds. Please do not restrict the funds, and here's why. She doesn't receive grant money. She doesn't receive donation money, okay? She and her husband have put a lot of money into this. Am I right? Am I wrong? Tell me. What?
You're right. And my husband has put a lot of money into this.
And you know what? You have a lot of sweat equity in it.
Yeah.
Okay? And you're doing this for the children. So I'm going to say, when you donate, it's your choice, but I'm asking, as your consumer advocate, as your consumer finance expert, don't restrict the funds because these are children, and, yes, they need a playground. But they also need other things that are, you know, more than a playground inside the place. I've seen the work that you have going on inside the church. People are actually coming in and donating their services. But when you think about wet wipes, okay, if you restrict your funding and say playground only, that means Dr. White can't go purchase wet wipes. She can't go purchase soap, okay? That has to come from some other money. So I'm asking you, don't restrict your funding. But if you must, Dr. White's okay with that, right?
Right. We want to build a playground, but we'd like to fix the leaky roof, too, if there's enough.
So in her, she's a very humble lady. I have talked with her one-on-one, and she's very sincere about what she's doing. And Jeremy is, believe me, he's right in with it because he reached out to me and said, S.E., and one of the things that I do whenever I introduce myself to somebody, I say, listen, if there's anything that I can do for you, please let me know. And that's very sincere. It's very genuine. If I can do something for you, let me know. And after, I guess, 3 or 4 months, he finally sent me a link on Facebook, and he says, S.E., I think I know what you can do for me.
I did.
And sure enough, we set up a meeting, and I'm on board. I'm on board to help this event become a success. And if it's truly successful, and which it will be, we're going to turn it into an annual event because you need to raise money. People are giving money. Okay, here's a case in point. Regardless of how you feel, Mr. Attorney, on this situation of George Zimmerman, regardless of how you feel about that, regardless of if the listening audience, if you like George Zimmerman, hate George Zimmerman, it doesn't matter. But the fact that he set up or someone set up a campaign for him, which is why he's back in jail right now with no bond, because his site raised about $220,000 after he shot Trayvon Martin. People donated money to him. And, of course, they went to court, and he said he didn't have any money, but talking in code, but they had raised over $220,000. Go figure, okay? So now we're asking for a playground. Jeremy, if you would, who are some of the sponsors?
Thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah, we want to promote them.
Absolutely. The Legally Steal Show.
Yes, we are
every
here.
Day.
That's it.
And we're communicating constantly about this, and I appreciate that.
Not a problem.
We have Forest Glen Lodge,
okay,
which is a assisted living facility, and they've been with me from the first day. I called them and said,
wow,
I'm doing this, and they said, whatever you need,
and
we're going to give it to you.
And this is an assisted living facility.
Assisted living facility.
It's like, why do they want to give to a playground? Go figure, right? Keep going.
Sioux City Steakhouse.
Okay.
We're still working out the details, but the minute I contacted the owner, Mr. John Lee, he
mm-hmm.
said, I'm on board. Tell us what you need. We have Print All Promotions, who just printed out our 2,500 flyers. They're going to do banners, and they're helping with some of the gifts.
Right.
We also have Golf to Bay, who's one of the general contractors,
mm-hmm.
and Golf Restoration, which is another general contractor. Who else am I forgetting? Because I don't want to forget anybody.
Linda Gagnon Massage.
Yeah, we have Linda Gagnon.
An attorney.
We have Digital Traffic Squad. We have two levels. We have our premier sponsors, and then we have the gold sponsors. I put myself in the gold. And the premier sponsors are providing actual, you know, they're the bones behind the organizational aspect of it.
Right.
And then the gold sponsors like myself, we're I can't build personally. I am completely inept on building a playground, so I got to provide my services some way else.
So you're not going to be out there with a
hammer,
right?
I'm not going to be on the street. I cannot cook a steak to save my life, so I'm not Sioux City. But we have several law firms, massage therapists, about 20 different ones, and we're real excited about that.
The King of Wraps is
King of Wraps.
Sponsor.
Uh-huh. They're a local vehicle wrapping company.
Oh, see, I'm going to talk with them because I got to get a vehicle wrap.
And they're great. One of the best. Kiri Yeppies up there is
Patch.com.
Patch.com, which I am a huge fan of, and you may sometimes see my articles pop up on Monday mornings. Don't mean to give myself a shout out.
Oh, no. Give yourself a shout out. This is big because you are the one who's hitting the pavement and saying, I need your help.
And Patch.com is incredibly supportive of it as well. And you know something about Patch.com.
Yeah, I know a lot about Patch. I actually write for Brandon Patch. And if you don't know about Patch, Patch.com is owned by America Online. Okay, so if you, anybody who's ever had the internet when it first started and you used to hear that old dial tone, that ringy thing, well, America Online was one of those pioneers back in the day. Well, they've since switched their gears a little bit, and they've created an online magazine that's called Patch. Now, many don't know that last year, America Online bought the Huffington Post for $325 million. Yes, Arianna Huffington had a good day, okay? But Patch is big. Patch is big, and it's growing, and they focus on the community of what's going on in the community. And it's a great online thing that people can actually go to, businesses can go to, and promote their businesses through Patch. So you have some good sponsors on board.
We have excellent sponsors on board.
Oh, I think we should. I think we're going to get some more. We're going to get some more. I mean, we are roughly about 6-7 weeks away from
Correct.
The event. Sponsors, we need more of your help. We need your help. Donors who are listening, we need your help. We need you to go to buildingfamilies411.com, buildingfamilies411.com, and click on the donation button there. If you go to, of course, if you go to Legally Steal Show and click on Happenings, you will go there and you will see a flyer, Building Families. Just click on the flyer and it will take you directly to Building Families 411. Everything, the links are already set up, and it's going to be a worthwhile event. Now, Jeremy, you and I were talking, and you were telling me that the court systems are behind this, correct?
What we anticipate.
Okay.
Well, let me suggest it two ways.
Okay.
Number one, the court systems are absolutely behind family partnerships.
Good.
Because people end up at family partnerships because the judges say, you're going to family partnerships,
right,
and here's who I trust.
Right.
What we are hoping,
mm-hmm,
obviously I don't have the home telephone number of the judges or anything like that, but we are going to be recognizing.
You know they listen to radio, right?
I'm hoping.
And they listen to talk radio. So they may be hearing it.
I don't believe that they can formally
endorse.
But what I will say is that because of the nature of the relationship,
right,
between the court system and family partnerships, it's a great relationship. And because I'll suggest to you that I've never heard of a parent just going down to family partnerships and saying, look, I'm not involved in the court system. Everything's great at home.
Right.
But what I want to do is I want to bring this child in so I can get supervised and learn some parenting skills.
Right.
I want to get some parenting classes. What I would like to see, though, is some of those parents come down and say, I'd like to play on your playground for a day. That'd be great.
Right.
Okay, I might be a big kid for that day.
I would be,
okay,
too.
Okay, gotcha.
I can address the court support. Mr. Simons is right,
mm-hmm,
that the judicial system is 100% behind what we do.
Good.
We were asked to start the playground by Judge Webb.
Oh, really?
Yes. And we went to him and said, what can we do for the community? And that's what he asked us to do and has asked us to do things after that, classes and things like that we've done. They are not able to get behind the fundraiser,
right,
because of their,
absolutely,
elected official status. But they are going to be attending the ribbon cutting, and we will be awarding them at that ribbon cutting,
okay,
and giving credit to all of our donors and sponsors at that time as well. So that,
right,
will be the part that they'll play.
Not a problem. The fact is, and anyone who knows, you know, basically the legalities of things like that, they can't really come out and say, yes, give money, give money, give money, because they are elected officials, and I don't know if this is an election year or for them or not. It does.
Some of them.
Some of them. Okay. Here's the deal. We need a playground. Bottom line, we need a playground. Okay. What I need for you to do, my listening audience, and we're broadcasting all over the world. It doesn't matter that we're just here in the Tampa Bay area. I know people need things everywhere. But I'm asking my audience, if you would do me a favor. Go to our website, legallysteelshow.com, click on Happenings, and click on Building Families. Make a donation. A dollar counts, believe me. $5 count, believe me. And you will see this. We're going to, after the show is over, we're going to talk about setting up an Indiegogo account. And here's the deal. Just like that guy set it up for the lady and raised $600,000, I can set it up for you. Okay?
Okay.
I'm one of the sponsors. I want to set this up. I want you to raise the money. I want people to get photos of it. We're going to shoot videos of it. Okay? I want the playground to happen. And just like all the other sponsors that are touching this, they want the playgrounds to happen. But I can tell you, what's most important is the community wants the playground to happen. They just didn't know about it.
Right. And you can view before pictures of the whole facility on Facebook if you look us up on Family Partnerships and see where we're going to build a playground, what our rooms look like, all of that.
Great. So, listen, you know, I know in the whole political world they talked about transparency, but this is truly transparent. You're saying photos are there. If you're looking at us online at tantalk1340.com, you can see them in the studio with me. I have personally viewed the 501c3 letter. I have a copy, and I'm not going to tell you. You donate, you can ask for it. But I have a copy of their 990 right here with me. So they are truly legitimate. I've been to the place. Been to the facility, I've actually seen the transactions or the interactions with some of the parents that were there when I came, and one came through one door and one came in the other door. It's a very safe facility. Dr. White is not only passionate in what she's doing, but she's excellent in what she's doing. She has a big heart. She believes in keeping the families together, and I don't see this slowing her down. And now, Jeremy, as one of the sponsors, because I want you to plug yourself, too. I want people to know what you do. What areas do you practice in your firm? And tell us about your firm.
Absolutely. Run out of Newport Richey. It's a three-attorney law firm.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, Rachel Green, and Aaron Cady.
Now, we have some ISCO Air locations up there in your area.
Right. First time I talked to you on the phone, I was staring right at one.
ISCO Air is one of our strategic marketing partners.
Absolutely, and I love the commercials.
Gotcha.
We do 50% family law. By family law, I mean domestic violence. We represent that, parents. We do paternity. We do divorce.
Okay.
We do step-parent adoptions. Most importantly, for the purpose of this, is I also volunteer for the Guardian Ad Litem program for the family law courts. I represent children directly for free, pro bono, appearing at court, approximately $30,000 to $40,000 worth of time a year, I'd say.
Wow.
The other 50% is contract law, anything dealing, you know, put your name on it. If somebody wants your money,
yeah,
I can handle it.
Well, Jeremy, you know, with that being said, I'm a big champion of small businesses. And to my small business listeners, if you're listening to me, you're going to have to deal with contracts.
Without everybody does.
You are going to have to deal with contracts. And if you're ever in that situation where you need an attorney to talk to, Jeremy is not only, he didn't just reach out to me, but I consider Jeremy a friend. And we're going to have him back again because we're going to talk about, when we do a segment on contracts, contract law, I'd like to have you back in the studio.
I'd love to.
Because a lot of people, a lot of businesses, I mean, I'm going through, it just so happens that I have a passion that I wanted to be a lawyer for a very long time.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, whatever. and I have a passion for it. I write, I read contracts. I know them inside out. I've had several attorney friends of mine who have worked with me over the years with contracts. And I'm dealing with contracts right now with a major credit union here. We're putting together a contract agreement to, you know, do some things together. Each one of my clientele, we deal with contracts. So it's a very important feature of your business, and this is something, like I said, we're going to talk more about it. But before we go, because you can tell, I've been here, what, an hour, and this thing is gone already? I love what I do. I hear your passion in talking about what you do, and we could talk about this for the longest. Dr. White, if you would, before we go, give us one more plea. No tears, please. No tears. But give us one more plea of the playground, the family partnership, and the playground that you desire.
Well, I know that everybody
right.
is looking for a donation. I'm not asking for anything for me. I can disclose right now, I've maybe taken 3 paychecks in the last year. I don't get paid. We don't get rich from family partnerships. I am paid by seeing these children happy and seeing them being reunified with their families. I think a playground would make that happen so much more comfortably, and they would be so much happier to be able to see their children and the children of their parents. So they can actually play and not feel like they're in a cell.
Now, where do we need
a freaking playground?
Just a freaking playground. Buildingfamilies411.com, correct?
Right.
Buildingfamilies411.com. Go there, make a donation, okay? Enjoy your weekend and try to stay dry. We have some system out in the Gulf. Try to stay dry. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks again.
Dade City, Tampa Bay, KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock, and FM 94.5, K233BF, Little Rock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. Jerry Sandusky is in jail this morning after a jury convicted him of 45 counts of child sex abuse. Pennsylvania District Attorney Linda Kelly praised the verdict.
We believe that justice has been served.
NBC's Ron Allen is in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. He says the conviction of Sandusky, a former Penn State assistant football coach, may be just the beginning for the troubled university.
There are two other top administrators who are going to face criminal charges in the coming weeks and months. There's an internal investigation that focuses on who knew what, when. That could bring down more administrators at Penn State.
Civil suits on behalf of the abuse victims are also likely. Amid growing frustration, Egypt's Election Commission reports the results of a delayed presidential runoff will be announced tomorrow. Results between the Muslim Brotherhood's candidate and a Mubarak-era politician were postponed last week as both campaigns claim victory. This is NBC News Radio. In his weekly media address, President Obama is pushing Congress to pass 2 key measures.
Right now, we are 7 days away from thousands of American workers having to walk off the job because Congress hasn't passed a transportation bill. We're 8 days away from nearly 7.5 million students seeing their loan rates double because Congress hasn't acted to stop it. This makes no sense.
Talks among congressional bargainers could go a long way towards setting up a vote next week on a bill to keep those student loan interest rates from doubling for more than 7 million college students. Aides for both sides say progress is being made. The city of Duluth, Minnesota, is facing massive repairs and a huge bill in the aftermath of flooding this week. A city spokeswoman estimates more than $100 million will be needed to repair utilities, streets, parks, and trails. There's a little good news for drivers this weekend. Gas prices are continuing their downward trend. AAA reports the nationwide average is $3.43. That is down about 25 cents from a month ago. I'm Alex Witt, NBC News Radio.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire, and I've got one that is not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, and he paid dearly for his mistake. Not figuratively, literally. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Overheating can cause major damage to your radiator and your bank account. Avoid expensive repairs with super savings on Peak 5050 ready-to-use coolant on sale for $7.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get maximum cool with Peak 5050.
In prehistoric times, furious dinosaurs roamed the earth. Today, you can experience over 150 life-size dinosaurs on display at Dinosaur World at Exit 17 off I-4 in Plant City. Dinosaur World just expanded 12 acres, doubling the size of the park. Additions include the prehistoric museum housing row after row of authentic fossils, including everything from dinosaur eggs to raptor claws. See the dinosaurs roar into life in the new dinosaur animatronics display. Also, there are now two new dinosaur-themed playgrounds and a 5,000-square-feet gift shop. A new larger fossil dig allows kids to sift through sand in search of authentic fossils to take home. Walk through the skeleton garden. Watch a dinosaur movie in the movie cane. Enter Carnivore Boardwalk if you dare. Uncover a life-size dinosaur skeleton in the boneyard. Dinosaur World is an unforgettable experience located off I-4 exit 17, 5145 Harvey 2 Road in Plant City. A short drive from Tampa Bay. For ticket information, call 813-717-9865 or on the web at dinosaurworld.com.
Listen for Coach Cook Talks Real Estate every Wednesday right after IMUS in the morning, 9 to 10 a.m. Call in and ask your questions about today's ever-changing real estate market. Get real answers about real estate. Call Coach Cook at 866-826-1340 or listen worldwide on the web at antalk1340.com.
Let's Go Bowling, heard on the Tan Talk Radio Network every Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 12 Eastern Time, sponsored by 12 Strike and Innovative Ball Spinner. If you bowl, if you haven't bowled in a while, or if you never bowled, why not you be one of 65 million people have bowled last year? Listen to the tip of the week, bowling stars, old and new, Let's Go Bowling Show, GoBowlingShow.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Dear, I thought I'd drop a line. The weather's cool, the folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at 9. Yes, I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train? Yes, I love you. Right to the grounds, just as soon as you're able. They came. By the way, everybody's thinking of you.
Yes, I love you.
Right to the ground, just as soon as you're able. They came. I guess that's all. Nothing else for me to say. And so I'll close. But by the way, everybody.
everybody's thinking of you.
Hi, this is Keely Smith.
This is Nat King Cole.
Hi, everyone. This is Bobby Vinton.
Only one radio station has all your favorite artists.
The music of your life.
Here on the Music of Your Life, Pat Boone sitting in with you. Welcome to another hour of this great stuff we do call the Music of Your Life, because it is and has been. Before Fleetwood Mac, a group that I recorded with a long time ago on the Dot label, when I was just getting started, they were already established because of songs like the one you just heard them sing, P.S. I Love You. The Beatles did that eventually, and I'm sure they were influenced by the Hilltoppers. Coming up now, Buddy Holly, one of the many hits he wrote in a career that lasted a year and a half. That's all. It's so easy.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. People tell me love's for food. So here I go, breaking all of the rules. It seems so easy.
It's so easy, it's so easy.
Ooh, it's
so
doggone easy.
Doggone easy, doggone easy.
It seems so easy.
America, only in your heart. but they were in our hearts at the time.
You go to the bank. The identity thief does too. Except he's setting up a checking account in your name. Two lives. The difference? The thief is dedicated to ruining yours. That's why you need to call 1-800-735-2208 and get LifeLock Ultimate, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Call 1-800-735-2208 to get peace of mind. After all, LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. Call 1-800-735-2208 to get a risk-free 60-day trial of LifeLock Ultimate. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Use promo code COVER. Check LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-735-2208 for LifeLock Ultimate. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
the same for as long as we live. That you'll always be there at the end of my prayer.
Hey, Bill Bailey, don't look now, but somebody's calling you.
Who?
Well, your lady friend, that's who. If I were you, I'd get my little old self home.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? She moans the whole day long. I'll do the cooking, honey. I'll pay the rent. I know I done you wrong. Do you remember that rainy evening? I drove you out with nothing but a fine tooth comb. Home, home, home. Yeah, I know.
Bobby Darin for you, a little jitterbugging going on. The guy could swing. Before Bobby Darin, there was Emmy Lou Harris, Mr. Sandman, her version of the song that was a huge hit for the Cordettes. Pat Boone sitting in with you on the music of your life.
When Madame Pompadour was on a ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously. The madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about Du Barry's looks. What was it made of? The toast of Paris. She had a well-developed personality.
What did Romeo see in Juliet or Pierrot?
And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality.
Man without love.
Becky Lynch.
This is Johnny Mathis.
This is Tony Tennille.
Only one radio station has all your favorite singers.
The music of your life.
Da, da, da.
Fella who's been regaling us for a lot of years now, Barry Manilow. I don't want to walk without you. And of course, he had two hip replacements, and that's true. I'm not making a joke. And of course, now he can walk with you more easily. Before Barry Manilow, there was Engelbert Humperdinck singing "A Man Without Love." That is not a pretty picture, although he made a very pretty song out of it. Speaking of good songs, your genial host of this hour, Pat Boone, and a version that of a song that Andy Williams made very, very popular, only I'm going to beat him to it now. Maybe I'll let him follow me.
And then
from the hills. Cold, cold was the wind. Warm, warm were your lips out there on that ski trail. A change of scene was the most I bargained for. And then I discovered you, and in your eyes I found a love that I just couldn't ignore. Down came the sun, fast, fast beat my heart, and I knew at that sunset, from that day,
here's a very pretty song and one of my favorites. But I can't help falling in love with you. As I promised, I sang an Andy Williams song, Canadian Sunset, and then I let him have the last word and the last music. Andy Williams just sang for you, I Can't Help Falling in Love. Poor guy. He does it, though, from Branson, Missouri, about 9 months out of the year, and then he comes to Palm Springs to recuperate. Pat Boone with you. More to come.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Please call 1-800-883-5993 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-883-5993. 1-800-883-5993. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-883-5993.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up. And you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-921-8094 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-921-8094 to learn how you can make a difference. Doing something you truly love. That's 800-921-8094. 800-921-8094.
If you are a diabetic and concerned about maintaining your healthy blood glucose levels, please stay tuned to this important message. A market trial offer is starting now for a revolutionary breakthrough in natural blood sugar management called Glymetrol, and you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We are looking for 200 callers to receive a free trial, so call immediately. 1-888-799-9969. The ups and downs you experience from naturally fluctuating blood sugar levels can be frustrating. Clinical studies of the key ingredients in Glymetrol have shown these ingredients to be effective in supporting healthy glucose management. And now this new formula is being released to the general public. Your area has been selected to try it right now for free. The first 200 callers are guaranteed participation in the trial. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now. 1-888-799-9969. 1-888-799-9969.
Now, the most timeless songs of the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s are together. Time Life proudly presents